You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. Now, when I say gold standard, you might think I'm talking about something that is the best, the most perfect, the ultimate. But when economists say gold standard, they have something very different in mind. It's a system of currency, one that's come up a few times in the Republican presidential debates, including last night when Senator Ted Cruz brought it up.
Look, we had a gold standard under Bretton Woods. We had it for about 170 years of our nation's history and enjoyed booming economic growth and lower inflation than we have had with the Fed now.
As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, the gold standard might sound like the best, but it's a real tough sell to economists.
In the movie Goldfinger, a terrorist targeted the international supply of gold to create total havoc.
The Goldfinger.
That would only work in a true gold standard world.
Barry Eichengreen is professor of economics at UCLA. That'd only work because in that world, every dollar in your pocket would be tied to gold.
If you had $20 worth of banknotes, you could take it to the bank and demand gold in return.
Now, the reason some people nowadays like that idea is because it takes control of the currency away from people and gives it to gold. Keith Wehner is with the Gold Standard Institute.
Today we have central planning. We have the Fed and its chair, Janet Yellen, and the other PhDs that are running around.
Right now, the Fed controls the money supply. But the problem with giving away control of the money supply to gold is that you're giving away control of the money supply to gold.
So if you had a big gold discovery in South Africa, and there's a lot more gold in the world, that would mean you would be expanding your money supply.
Ted Truman is with the Peterson Institute. Another example, what if India started buying up gold and the gold started leaving the U.S.? We would have to raise interest rates to convince people to keep their gold here. Even if we were in a recession, we'd have to raise interest rates. It wouldn't make much sense. Another problem, says Richard Silla, professor of economics at NYU.
Gold wasn't produced fast enough to keep up with the growth of the economy.
Literally, there's not enough gold for the economy. In the 19th century, that caused serious deflation. All of these reasons are why, in some surveys, 0% of economists think the gold standard is a good idea for the U.S. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.